We're ready. It's going again.
Should they all be worn in the same room?
No, I would suggest that you wear them as you need them, and the cornelian can only be worn on the left for it to work.
So even if you're left-handed?
No.
I'm not real sure on that. Try it. See which way it works best.
Right hand gives me bad dreams.
They're not giving you bad dreams. The Labradorite will. But what was attached to you was giving you bad dreams.
Oh.
What I took off of you.
So none of these should be worn except on occasion when it's necessary.
Well, they're not going to hurt you, but they're synergies when worn together, and they do various things. And I'm not sure what they do when they get worn together. So try it. Let me know.
Okay. Cleansing.
None of them cleanse.
You don't have to cleanse any of them?
No.
Not even the carnelian?
Mm-mm.
She told me to put it in sunlight.
Well, I thought that you did. Your ginsengs. Charge them up.
Salt.
Charge them up.
Salt water.
Salt water.
Iodized.
Iodized salt water.
That cleanses. Some of it, you can't, depends if it's on a plastic, what do you call it,
Stretchy stuff.
Elastic. If it's plastic, not a problem. If it's a cord made out of any kind of cloth, it'll erode it. So you don't want to do that. Those are that she makes is on the plastic.
Awesome. Okay, back to what you were wanting to talk about. I won't interrupt you anymore.
We heard that. We have it recorded.
He was possessed earlier.
Oh, okay.
So, go ahead. Yes.
If the attachment is moved out, will it eventually move off, or is there something else I need to do?
Say that again.
If the attachment has moved outside of the body, would I... But she's still here, remains. Will she eventually just go off, or?
And when it's a human attachment, they usually can't unattach because they're locked into your aura.
Okay, so would that be a cleansing?
You'd want to do the lifting.
Lifting. Okay.
Yeah. Entities can attach and unattach at will.
Non-human. Right.
Humans can't detach without.
No, humans,
force.
They get locked into your org. So what they try to do is get you to commit suicide or whatever it is so they can be free.
So once a human spirit attaches to you, do all of them stay attached and don't have a choice, they can't leave?
Pretty much.
Because of the auric field.
Yeah, unless they have learned a way to do that. Now, how could they do that? Actually, they could bring their energetic frequency, slow it down to where it was heavier, more dense, then they could actually leave the aura. But
change the frequency, in other words.
Yeah.
So it doesn't resonate.
But I don't think they'd know to do that. Yeah. So any of you that are attached, you can release by doing that.
Or stick around for the lift.
Lower ours or
no,
raise ours?
Them.
Oh,
they would have
there.
To lower theirs. Oh. Yeah. Ever see the movie Ghost? Remember when he was able to move the penny?
Mm-hmm.
He had to lower his frequency down with purpose to move the material. That's the only way
he concentrated real hard on it, but
They actually lower their frequency to match material frequency. See, we're dense here.
They have to manifest.
The energy here, the frequencies here are dense. When you're in spirit state, you've left your physical body, you're in spirit, your frequency is much higher.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, the molecules are moving very rapidly. Mm-hmm. You still have a body, but it's a less dense body.
That's why you can go through things.
That's why you can go through things. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So is there a reason to eat mostly vegetables or kind of even it up?
Hmm.
I mean, you know, I diet wise. Is there a reason to have more vegetables in your diet, or
no,
energy
it's just,
work
it's,
or anything like that? Or?
Me, as a psychic, I have to have red meat. I have to. If I don't, my energies wane. And I got tested by doctors on it. So,
oh, okay.
So I know it to be true, which is kind of cool. So I'm allowed to red to eat steak legally.
Yummy.
But you should have a balance just for your overall general health. It has nothing to do spiritually except for the red meat, and that's the serotonin.
Okay.
And only red meat has the serotonin.
Love me some
natural
red meat.
Yes.
I do too.
You need it frequently.
Me?
Yeah.
I can't get enough. I want buffalo meat steak, medium rare, raw.
I know.
Yuck.
That's because of this mediumship part of it.
Right, right.
The more mediumship that you have, the more you have to have the serotonin, the red meat.
Mm-hmm. So like a serotonin supplement wouldn't do the same thing?
Not the same, no. And you have to be really cautious with that because you can get too much.
I'm native, so it's ingrained in me. Meat, 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 meat.
No, you're medium, you have mediumship.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot more things in the house move around. Like her daughter will come visit me because she knows Daphne can't see her.
We haven't gotten her into the light?
We have.
Yes, we have, but she comes and visits.
Yeah. Yeah, any worries.
She'll let me see her come down the hall, or she'll wake me up by saying, Michael!
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay, but she's okay.
Yeah, I'm laughing whenever I hear her because I know who it is. And she wears what I remember her wearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, where are we? Questions. Questions. Come on, you're sitting there. See all those? Yes, questions.
Okay, this is kind of different. I've got actually several questions. So the first one. I heard you talk about the divine spirits of justice and how you should not use them unless you are 200% innocent in the situation.
Yes.
Okay. So a friend of mine was going to go cut a tree for somebody. I don't know. He got in with this guy. Didn't know the guy in the back seat. They got pulled over on the way, and a bunch of bad stuff went down. Okay, so this is kind of an equivalent parallel. Like if you gave a 17-year-old alcohol on a Friday night, and then 2 weeks later, they had gotten really, really drunk and had a big, big crash and killed lots of people, but they come back and said it was that person's fault, even though it had nothing to do with that wreck, or, you know what I mean? Like, not making any sense at all.
No.
Okay.
The guy in question did something kind of wrong, but not to land him in the trouble that he is currently in. If calling on the divine spirits of justice, he may get what he deserves for the little wrong he did, but probably get clear of the big wrong that he's innocent of. Would that be a fair statement?
Makes sense, yeah. Makes sense.
I don't think I'd do that.
Okay.
I think I'd leave it alone.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Or you would be clarified, I would clarify it and call for divine spirits of justice to intercede with this particular case.
Big thing. Yeah.
As deemed appropriate through God.
The one she's sure that he's innocent.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Because I have an attorney that I do a lot of readings for, and he uses divine spirits of justice, and he learned to never use it for somebody that was guilty.
Right. Probably the hard way.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, it blew sky high. Yeah.
They wound up in jail, I'm sure.
Sure. And much worse than it probably would have been.
Mm-hmm.
The divine spirits of justice and retribution are going to get do exactly that.
Well, actually, it's divine red spirits of justice.
Will they only intercede in legal or any wrong?
Any wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're better with legal. But I have made a habit of saying, if appropriate, just to cover my legal butt spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual legal butt.
Yeah.
So, is that who you would call upon if... Okay. Without getting into it. Someone in a family wrongs someone else and does it very deliberately for bad reasons?
That would be for egregious
acts. So you can call upon them for that?
Yeah. Trying, but you'd have to get the person's permission.
That is innocent.
Because you don't have the right to do it for somebody just because they're...
Oh, it was on me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And my family.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
It's to teach a lesson. It's not for the purpose of punishment or retribution. It's for the point of teaching that what they're doing is incorrect, to bring that awareness into bear. I know that we think of God as his punishing, avenging, but God is not punishing, avenging. God actually is trying to teach us as gently as possible, and we tend to want to take retribution, but the fact is we really just want these people to learn not to do this again.
What if they just don't think it was wrong?
Well, that's the point.
Is that going to help still?
It can help. That's why you call upon divine spirits of justice in to bring into the fact this is justice. Now, they may or may not learn.
That's on them.
That's on them. But you have brought into fairness and justice for the person that you've done this for.
Like yourself.
And that's a good thing.
Myself and my daughter say it was against, so.
People, there are some people out there that just mean.
Yep. They really are.
They really are.
I am not.
And then, yeah.
Okay, no, you can finish your sentence.
No, go ahead.
Okay, my second question is, an archaeologist friend of mine had encountered like a vase, but there was three broken pieces of a different, completely different vase, like in the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know why that would be in there. I was like, I think I know somebody who might could tell us why there was, you can touch those pieces maybe and then see why they would put these off random things in the space. No,
I doubt it.
They were picking up something that was broken.
Yeah, but
then they buried it.
But then they buried it. So like, to go with them.
But did they bury it?
How old are these?
I don't know.
Very. I mean, are they like different ages, or I mean, from different? Can you tell?
They're not from a completely different time period.
Time period, yeah.
But I mean, it would be like if you broke a plate and then you had another plate and you put, you know what I mean? Like they were trying to make a. I don't know. It just didn't make no sense why they were.
All right, question.
Yeah.
Did he find this in the burial?
Yes.
Was it? Had it been messed with any way, shape, or form?
No.
I might be able to tell him. I've done weirder things.
Okay. Because I brought those three pieces just to taste it.
I never know.
Okay.
He brought them with you?
Yeah,
she got them with her.
I was looking at the shot. I mean, you know.
After the amulet, I'm a little bit scared to touch it.
Here, Carol, touch this.
That's a good point.
You are chosen.
I'll run out there and get them, right? I'll go right here. God, please.
We love you, Nikki.
I know not what I do. Ever? Any other questions?
That's all you have? Come on now.
No, I mean, I have them right here if you wanted to.
You can do better now.
What is that, a baggie?
It's a bag. I didn't want to lose them.
No.
Well,
put it in the
up.
Plastic's good.
Yeah, plastic's good.
I didn't want to break them or lose them.
I should have had him put that in plastic and then the Arkansas.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Well, wait. 11
months. Too late now.
If he threw it in there.
He did,
okay.
I think he needs to throw in a really hot fire and get rid of it.
That's what I was thinking.
A really hot fire
but
that nobody else can touch.
Alien.
I don't know.
We don't
so
know.
May not work.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No. Kind of like one of them ghost hunter things. And I picked those things apart, those on TV. And this one place thought that they caught a demon in the box. So they took the box and blew it up.
Caught a demon in the box.
I'm like, are you kidding?
What was it, a shoebox?
It was supposedly a box of mirrors or something. And anyway, they took it out in the woods and blew it up so they got rid of the demon. I'm
that's,
like,
that's a soul in a jar. It's like a soul in a jar.
I'm like, really?
Here. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was the only, one and only time. Because like once they do something that I think is completely stupid, I won't watch it.
I wonder why.
Ghost Adventures is a really quality show.
No. Oh, yes. Yep.
We know that.
We like walking in the houses and calling them out and calling them every name in the book just to see if we can get some proof they exist.
And then if they move, we go screaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's oh, God, did you see that?
Usually, yeah.
Anyway, it's a girly voice scream.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like little, girly boys. Yeah.
So on the topic of justice, there was a book that I got here years ago, that was about King Solomon's
seals of Solomon.
On the preface of the book, it was talking about that if you look back at the original version of, I guess, the Old Testament,
Book of Moses,
the angel that came to Solomon and asked him, you know, I'll give you anything that you want, and supposedly Solomon said wisdom is what he wanted. The guy in the book was saying, actually, if you go back to the original translation, King Solomon didn't ask for wisdom, he asked for justice. And God gave him the wisdom to exact justice, just like with the babies, you know, the two women are fighting over the baby, he goes, well, let's just split the baby in half. And then the mother was like, okay, no, she can keep it, and then he knew. So I just thought it was interesting. I don't know if that's true or not, but have you heard of that? Because there is that story in the Bible.
Yeah, there is.
Where Solomon said he wanted wisdom, and God gave him the wisdom to do what he wanted. But this guy's saying, actually, if you look at the original translation, it's not wisdom.
I really don't justice. Know, but if you stop and think about it, wisdom and justice are primarily the same.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of making that connection there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the first things that I stupidly asked for. Well, I asked for the wisdom of Solomon.
Well, in a way, what he was saying is that the request for justice was not a selfish request. To say I want wisdom is a selfish request. I want to be wise, as opposed to saying I want justice. However, I can be the vehicle to bring about that justice, please.
Well, wisdom is not for self. Wisdom isn't for self. Wisdom is for others. It's to teach with wisdom.
It's earned, too.
What if you don't know their address? Can you just use city and state? I'm sorry.
Do what?
On the Divine Spirits of Justice, you're supposed to name the person, the street. What if you don't have their street address, the one that did you wrong?
Oh, well, you need town.
You follow them home with a gun.
City and state.
She doesn't. City and state will be okay?
City and state.
Okay.
And their position within your family.
Okay.
And would this be country or just city and state?
Just city and state. You know.
But you
have to think about it.
You do their position within your family or as...
To me? Position to me?
Position to you.
And the other person that they did them wrong? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
What for? Wisdom
to... I'm sorry. Well, it was back on divine justice. I went back and looked it up to make sure it was in there.
You're much better now. Thank you.
Hey, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
I can tell he's got a different energy.
Yeah, I can. Oh, yeah. Of course I can.
Yeah, he's back to being him again.
Yeah.
Goofy.
Yes. That Michael I can deal with.
Not this one.
The other one I'm not so sure.
All right.
Now, was this about divine what, Steve?
Wisdom. What? He was talking about wisdom. Mm-hmm. Justice.
Justice. Okay, I think you had another question.
I'm done. No.
You're done. Okay. I thought it was just
boring. Your wisdom is gone.
My wisdom's gone
for the night.
I thought it was just interesting that that interpretation of that, if it was justice that Solomon asked for.
I'm sure it would absolutely shock us all if we went back to the original you know, before the translation, because they had words that we, I mean, that everything just meant something different, you know. So we, they did the best they could, probably, translation, but you
not, necess- not necessarily.
And also not understanding context.
Just to see the Lord's Prayer and what it looks like going from Aramaic to English, as opposed to what we have today in the King James Version, is just, it amazing.
Well, there in other languages, sometimes there's not the same word in English.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Aramaic to
English.
No, Aramaic to
you didn't go to Hebrew to or to just
to Greek. Greek was the first.
Greek.
And then it went to
Latin. And then to German if it was through Martin Luther.
Yes. And it would because actually even before there's this church and I forgot the name of it, but it was during the Roman Empire, and it's at, I don't speak German, Thorn, but it was one of the big Christian centers throughout the Roman Empire, and it's called it's in Germany, it's Thors, right, probably Bavaria, you know, somewhere right in there past the Alps, but like Thornstein, like that. But it's gorgeous, the church, you know, they kept it preserved even through the Dark Ages.
Well, with the translation, you have to remember Latin's a dead language, as is ancient Greek. And it's not in Greek, it's in ancient Greek. And they're two different languages.
That's true.
That's true.
My mom was Greek, and she had to study ancient Greek in school, because it was a completely different language.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like all English is a lot different. Than
all those translations. Everything got lost. There was words there. Well, there's translation now. Look at what's happened with computers.
Well, it isn't. I mean, just what you were saying from English, like we had to read Beowulf in high school in the original form. I mean, that's English.
Like, that's kind of, it's kind you of know? The same even though it's not. But like for a language to be just lost altogether, like nobody speaks it at all.
There are those too.
I'm sure
but it's just so weird how there's that big of a gap somehow. I mean, I don't want to learn another language. You know that like a whole country went all, let's just go to this one instead of this one, you know? Like how something gets lost.
We're lost in language right now.
This is
lost in translation.
This is,
slang words change, you know, through history. Probably went something like that.
Go ahead.
What is... What I've looked this up, and I get a very nebulous answer on many different sites. And I have a reason for this. I might tell you about it later. But what is the original language of God? Some people say it's Aramaic.
No, it is not. But it's celestial, actually.
You can't pronounce it.
I don't think we can really pronounce it, can we?
Well, there is no original language of God. There was celestial, which went to terrestrial, which went into what they said was the fire letters, which went into, I'm not sure. It went into the original Aramaic.
Akkadian?
Can you ask your guides about this?
But they told me, when I asked, it was celestial, which are the angels, the language of angels.
Celestial?
Celestial.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And somehow that got handed down?
That got handed down.
Or terrestrial would be?
Terrestrial would
be
earthbound.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that what I'm getting back to is the Tower of Babel. You know, everybody spoke a certain the same language,
if it's
and then
true.
It was all split up.
If it's entirely, I think there's aspects of it.
Yeah.
There was a tower. We know that because they found the basis.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know where the myth comes in or to
where the church.
And if that was the only place.
Yeah.
Well, it suggests that if that actually happened, where you have God strikes everybody with different languages and they all kind of hit the ground running, just from a historical standpoint, I don't know that you can back that up, because generally languages evolve from different areas.
Again, you have men writing.
I'm just wondering if there's a spiritual language that we've lost.
Celestial.
Yeah, we've lost it.
I don't know. I can still write angelic script.
I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean by script?
Well, have you ever seen the symbolic writings of what each angel like there would be this one for Gabriel, this one would be Simon. This
that's
would
a celestial.
Yeah, I can write it.
That's celestial.
He's an artist.
Yeah. Which goes into the fire.
And I stick with Michael because I was named after the archangel. Yeah. Which is why I think I'm attacked so much because I was named after the archangel.
I don't think so.
You think so? Yeah. Well, why the hell am I attacked so much? I just want to eat my Cocoa Puffs and be left alone.
Good luck with that.
Don't we all? Y'all ever just feel like getting up and going, forget this, let's go fishing?
Do that. Yeah. I used to do that a lot.
Take a break.
Really?
I'm waiting for that reincarnated lifetime where I get
that R&R lifetime.
Yeah, the vacation R&R. Lifetime, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I keep waiting for it too.
Well,
and I get periods of time.
A lot of people with abilities as yours and mediums take to drugs and alcohol to take their break.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. I break too much then.
They're quiet somehow, I guess.
You deal with it, that's all. You just deal with it. It is what it is. It's okay.
Yeah,
you chose it.
I told her we live right next door to AA.
Yeah.
Hell Anonymous.
But remember, you chose it.
I didn't choose to live there.
You chose your gifts.
Oh, I chose my gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well now you cleared that up.
You're welcome.
God, I love her.
Very precise, very quick.
All right, anybody have any last minute anything to do the lifting?
Dinner recipes?
Do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.